The last couple of days we've been talking about Kiddush Vayom, the daytime Kiddush of Shabbos. And the final issue that we were addressing last time is whether one is allowed to make Kiddush on Shar Mashkim, on other liquids besides Yayin or grape juice, besides wine and grape juice. Can one make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? So this is a discussion in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Zayin. The Gemara has a whole back and forth. It begins by saying that one time Ameimar made Havdalah on Chamar Medina. He made Havdalah on Shechar. Because he said it's Chamar Medina. If they didn't have the Yayin, then this is the wine of the Medina. It's the Chamar Medina. Chamar means wine. So Zokt Ameimar, if Shechar is the Chamar Medina, then one can make Havdalah on Shechar as well. And then the Gemara has a discussion, can one make Kiddush on Shechar? It's not so clear. There's a little bit of a back and forth in the Gemara. And then it quotes from Rav that one is not allowed to make Kiddush on Shechar, nor is one allowed to be Mavdil on Shechar. So it seems a little bit of a contradiction. In the beginning, the Gemara says that you can say Havdalah on Shechar. In the end, the Gemara seems to say that not only can you not be Mekaddish on Shechar, but you can't say Havdalah on Shechar either. So what's the din? What is the halacha? Are you allowed to be Mekaddish on Chamar Medina, or are you not? So this is a major machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rosh, as we mentioned, claims that since the halacha is you can make Havdalah on Shechar, then just because Rav Paskins that you can't make Kiddush on Shechar nor Havdalah on Shechar, just like we don't accept his shita regarding Havdalah, we shouldn't accept the shita regarding Kiddush, you should be able to even make Kiddush on Shechar as well. That's the position of the Rosh. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam actually splits. The Rambam says that you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, but you can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Why not? What kind of a split is that? The Gemara doesn't split. Gemara seems to say that you put them together. If you can't make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, you can't make Kiddush either. So if you reject the whole thing, then you should say that you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. If you don't reject it vis-a-vis Havdalah, so then why should you reject it for Kiddush? So some of the Rishonim, some of the Gaonim, point out that the Svara is that bread is better than Shechar. Pas is better than Shechar. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara that we're not going to get to. But the Gemara in Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis discusses whether you can make Kiddush on Pas. Aside from Yayin, can you make Kiddush on Pas? Rabbi Natam happens to Paskin that you can't. And he has an interesting way of reading that Gemara. But we Paskin that you can make Kiddush even on bread. So comes the Ritz Geis and says that bread is Adif Mishachar. It's more Choshev than Chamar Medina. The best thing to make Kiddush on is Yayin, wine. But if you're not going to make Kiddush on wine, so then better to make Kiddush on bread rather than Shechar. So that's why the Rambam and these other Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes a whole chevel of Rishonim who agree with the Rambam that you can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. What's the Svara? Because if you're not going to make Kiddush on Yayin, better to make Kiddush on Pas. The Mordechai goes even further. He quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that the reason why Chamar Medina is not as good as Pas is because we know that we make Kiddush on Yayin because the word Zohar is associated with Yayin. Tosas on Daf Kovav says that many times the word Zechira, the concept of Zechira, is associated with Yayin. Azkira dodecha miyayin. Right? There's a connection between Zohar and Yayin. So clearly Yayin is the most choshev for Kiddush because there's an association in the posuv with Yayin. Zohar is connected to Yayin. So if you're not going to make Kiddush on Yayin, Chamar Medina is not Yayin. Chamar Medina, okay, it's the wine of the Medina. I mean, it's the beverage of the area. But it's not Yayin. So if it's not Yayin, then certainly Pas should be better. Meaning, Rabbeinu Peretz is basically saying that you would think Me'ikradin, the best thing to make Kiddush on is really bread. But we're going to make Kiddush Lechatchila on Yayin because since the word of Zohar is associated with Yayin, so then it's better. Chazal assumed it's better to make Kiddush on Yayin as opposed to Pas. But if Yayin is out of the question, of course we go back to the default that you make Kiddush on Pas and not on Chamar Medina. Because what's Chamar Medina? It's the beverage of the environment, the beverage of that community, but it's not Yayin. Clearly it's not Yayin. So it's not Yayin, then we should go back to the default that it's best to make Kiddush on Pas. Okay, this is the position of the Rambam and a group of other Gaonim and Rishon. How do we pass this? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, as we mentioned. So Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, and it mentions the Hachra of the Rosh that at night one should not make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. You should only make Kiddush on Yayin. If you're not going to make Kiddush on Yayin, then make Kiddush on Pas, and that's it. Do not make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Because we should be machmir for the Shita of the Rambam that you can't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina at all, and since making Kiddush on Pas at night, there is a hekya that you're making Kiddush because you make a hamotzi and then you recite the Birchas HaKiddush, so then it's best to be Mekadosh on Pas. But by day, the Rosh says that you should better make kiddush on sheicher on chamar medina as opposed to bread, because if you make a hamotzi on the pas, it's not nikkur that you're making kiddush at all, because en kiddush al makom suda, you're going to have a suda. You have to make a hamotzi anyway to start the suda. So there's no raya from the fact that you're making birchas hamotzi that you're reciting kiddush. But if you say a special shahakol, you say the shahakol on the chamar medina before you actually begin the suda, so that's nikkur. It's nicker now that you're making kiddush, because you're not going to say a birchas hayom. You're not going to say the brach of kiddush, but at least you're making a shahakol, which is different. You don't normally do that. Normally during the week you'll make a hamotzi and start the suda, but on Shabbos you're doing something special. So that creates a chashivas for this suda that will be in place of the kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah comments that even though the Shulchan Aruch is not machriya, or perhaps because the Shulchan Aruch is not machriya himself, he just quotes the two dais, and then he quotes this hachra of the Rosh, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really say what the din should be. So Zok the Mishnah Berurah, he thinks that one should not be mekel to recite kiddush on chamar medina at night at all. Right? Obviously, you should not recite kiddush. There's no heter to make kiddush on schnapps at night. But by day, he says, maybe there is room to be mekel. Maybe you could follow this hachra of the Rosh, that if the schnapps is chamar medina, if the ayin sarf is chamar medina, then one can use it to make kiddush. The question is, what exactly defines something as chamar medina? We have a machlokas whether you can make kiddush on chamar medina, so it seems like the maskana is that the whole question only applies lemaisa for kiddush by day. For kiddush at night, we're not going to use chamar medina. But even if we'll be mekel for kiddush by day, vosmentos chamar medina, what does that mean? What defines something as chamar medina? Sheikhar, yayin sarav, schnapps, when is it called chamar medina? So we started discussing this last time. The Rashbam in the Gemara seems to posit that chamar medina is if wine is not motzi b'chol ha'ir. If you don't have yayin in the entire city, then it's called chamar medina. That's quite a chumrah. That means if you have yayin, even if rove of the shtia of that medina is sheikhar, the sheikhar is not called chamar medina. Because as long as the yayin is matzui, even if it's a miut of the beverage in that medina, the yayin is what you use. There is no such thing as chamar medina. There's no replacement for the yayin. The Rambam, as we pointed out, even though the Rambam is machmir in the halacha of whether you can make kiddush or chamar medina, but in terms of his definition of what chamar medina is, he's a big maker. The Rambam does say that you can make havdalah on chamar medina, and what defines something as chamar medina? Says the Rambam, if rove shtia of that medina is from this beverage, then it's called chamar medina. Even if the yayin is matzli, but if rove shtia of this medina is sheikhar, then it's called chamar medina, and you can make havdalah on the sheikhar. So if we plug in the Rambam to our sheet, if we're going to paskin that you can make even kiddush on chamar medina, but according to the definition of the Rambam, even if rove of the shasiya of that medina, rove of the beverages that are drunk in the medina are sheikhar, so then that defines it as chamar medina. But if yayin is so matzli that it's rove, it's so matzli, you wouldn't say that rove of the shasiya of that medina, rove of the drinks of the medina are sheikhar or some other beverage, so then presumably nothing is called chamar medina. There's no heter to make kiddush on anything else but wine. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Ayin Reish Beis Sivkot Mechov Tes. He says, if yayin is matzli, what kind of a heter is it? There's no heter to make kiddush on chamar medina. If yayin is matzli, so it's unclear exactly what that means. Does he mean rove? Or does he? But certainly, if the yayin is the rove, right? There's plenty of wine in the town. So that you really can't say that rove of the shasiya of the town is schnapps. I mean, that's what people are drinking every day. And certainly, bizman hazeh, most of what we're drinking is water. So, you know, water or juice or something like that, or soda. You can't say that wine is not matzi. Wine is certainly a davar chashev. If you're looking for a chashev, a drink, you're not going to run to schnapps. Many people drink wine. So Zokta Mishnah Berurah, it would appear that even according to the Mekilim, even according to the Rosh and the Mekilim, who said that you can make kiddush on chamar medina, and we suggest Shulchan Aruch is machri according to the Rosh, at least by day you can make kiddush on chamar medina. But writes the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if something is defined as chamar medina. That's only if the yayin is not motzi at least a little bit, right? If the yayin is motzi larov, so then how can you define any other beverage as chamar medina? So the question is, how can there be a heter to make kiddush on chamar medina, even kiddush by day? The Bach has his age-old question. He quotes that the Marshal and Moreno Harav Shachna, right? The different people that the Bach quotes, different gedolim, made kiddush on yayin sarav by day, even though they had plenty of wine in their homes. There was no shaila that the yayin was matzah. So how can this be? What's the source of this heter to make kiddush on schnapps by day? So the Achronim work very hard. They give different reasons, but they're all highly questionable. What does the Taz say? Taz really is the beginning. The first, he throws out the first salvo. The Taz here in packet 5, Taz writes, Says the Taz, you know what the answer is? Although if yayin is matzoi, one should make kiddush on yayin even bayom. But he says, since yayin bizman hazeh in our medinos is expensive, and the kiddush bayom is not a chi of gomer, what does he mean? It's a mitzvah midirabbanan. So putting two and two together, says the Taz, because kiddush bayom is only a mitzvah midirabbanan and the yayin is biyoker, the yayin is expensive, so therefore, many are makel to make kiddush on chamar medina, on yayin saraf, by day. This is what the Taz wants to suggest. What does he mean that if the yayin is biyoker, so that suddenly changes everything? So the chora, what it means is that if the yayin is expensive, it's like it's eino matzui. It's eino motzi for a person to want to buy the wine because it's expensive. That's what it seems like the Taz is saying. Now, the logic of the Taz is a little difficult. We mentioned yesterday that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Hagos Maimoni that even if yayin is biyoker, it's still called motzi. The yayin is here, it's just expensive. The fact that it's expensive, we should now redefine it as eino motzi. It is motzi. Physically, it's here. It's just, it's not as likely that a person is going to buy it because it's expensive, but that doesn't mean the yayin is not here. If the yayin is not here, so how can we be mekel to make kiddush on schnapps? The Taz seems to be saying that even if you won't accept that svara by itself, but at least for kiddush by day, you could be mitzarif that svara. Mitzarif the svara that if yayin is viyoker, if the yayin is expensive, it's a little bit eno matzah. So for kiddush by day, which is not a chi of gomer, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, perhaps we can be mekel that if yayin is expensive, then it's called eino matzoi. Then the yayin saraf, the other mashkim, can be defined as chamar medina. This is the Taz's opinion. But even according to the Taz, bizman hazeh, in 2021, it's hard to say that the yayin is expensive. I mean, wine is expensive? More expensive than schnapps? I don't think so. Right? So to say that wine is expensive and therefore the schnapps should be defined as chamar medina because yayin is eino motzei, come on. If you want to get an expensive bottle of wine, it's one thing. You know, but if you want to get a nice bottle of wine, what does it cost? $10? $15? A really nice bottle? $20? Maybe you guys know of more expensive wines. But I'm saying like a nice wine, you get a very nice wine for $20. You're going to have to spend $20. Get that bubbly stuff for $10. Right? Wine is not so expensive. So like using the Taz's svara, the Taz is not saying that you could be mekel to be mekadesh on chamar medina, even to be mekadesh on other mashkim, even if they're not chamar medina b'chlal, because kiddush baboker is only midrabbanan. No, he's saying because the yayin is expensive. But if yayin is not expensive, if schnapps is much more expensive than wine, so it's hard to believe that you can be mekel for the svara of the Taz. Comes the Mishnah Berura, and he suggests a different svara to be mekel. He quotes from the Chai Adam. Chai Adam says that if yayin saraf is chaviv olav, if the yayin saraf, the schnapps, is chaviv, he likes the schnapps, so then maybe you can be mekel to say kiddush on the schnapps by day, only by day. This is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sivkot Lamed. V'im chaviv lo yayin sarav yochel kadesh alo bayom lechatchila b'mdinasenu shehu chamar medina. So he does add b'mdinasenu shehu chamar medina. Right? You can make kiddush on yayin sarav if it's chamar medina. What does he mean? Lechora, all the Chayyadim is saying is, look, we have a machlokas whether you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina Bechlal. And there's a Shaila Lemaisa had a Paskin. Right? The Rambam and many of the Gaonim say that you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina Bechlal. So the Shulchan Aruch is not so clear. He quotes a Hachra of the Rush, but it's not so clear. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and quotes from the Chayyadim that if the Ayin Saraf is Chaviv and it's Chamar Medina, so then even though there is a machlokas whether you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, but if it's Chaviv, then you can be making. Doesn't sound like he's saying if the schnapps is chaviv, even if it's not chamar medina, so chaviv breaks the rules and you can just make kiddush on something that's chaviv even if it's not chamar medina. Doesn't sound like that. So like, is this really a reason to be mekel? It's unclear. It's unclear that the chayodim really is something that we could be mekel for bizman hazeh, because I don't know that schnapps is called chamar medina bizman hazeh. That's the beverage of the area. Well, people are drinking schnapps every day. I don't think so. I think even in festive occasions, people are drinking wine much more than they're drinking schnapps. You go out to a restaurant, they're not having schnapps with their suda. They're having a nice wine. So it's hard to know whether you can be megel for the Chaye Adam just because of Chaviv. But if it's not Chamar Medina, the Chaye Adam is not willing to be megel. The Magen Avraham offers one final suggestion. We're really trying to find the reason why people are Megel. Right, after he quotes the Kasha of the Bach, as to how you can be Megel to make Kiddush on Yayin Tzar, so the Magen Avraham writes like this. This is in page 10. The linear at the time of Mishim the Medina Seinu Asher Rabbi Chamar Medina. V'mkein afilu yesh Yayin Be'ir Rashoi L'Kadesh Olav. Even if you have wine in the city, but Shecher is still Chamar Medina. Interesting, right? So clearly the Magen Avraham is assuming that even if Yayin is Matzli, the Shecher could still be called Chamar Medina. There are some who claim that if the bread is Chaviv, more than wine, then you're Mekadesh on bread and not on wine. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, at night, is the bread so Chaviv? Bread is not as Chaviv as Yayin at night. Why? Because you're not so hungry. Not so hungry. You ate a meal during the day. You ate breakfast, maybe you ate a lunch. You're not so hungry. But by day, you're really hungry. By daytime on Shabbos, you want to have the meal. So then, Rifta, the bread is more chaviv than yayin. So really, you should want to make kiddush. You should have to make kiddush on the Rifta, on the bread, because that's the chaviv, and you're supposed to make kiddush on the chaviv. But it's not going to be a heker. It's not going to be a heker that you're making kiddush. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, that's why you make Kiddush on the Shechar. Rabbi Natan holds, you can't be Mekadesh on Pas, so the Ramah says that if there's Yayin, don't be Mekadesh on Pas. Leave that svar out for a moment. For od the baboker chaviva le rifta mistama the toiv lecho, during the day rifta is more chaviv because he wants to eat them. Came rashi lekadosh apas umitzvah levarich al hachaviv. You're allowed to make kiddush on pas, and you really should make kiddush on the davar chaviv. Elashem levarich al hashecha mishum heker. We're only making a bracha on the shechar because of heker. Really, chaviv should tell you that you're mekadosh on the pas and not on the yayin. But because we want it to be a hecker that you're making kiddush, that's why you're going to be mekadesh on the sheikhah. Kaini really liyashim and hagam, says the Magen Avraham. Again, what's the Magen Avraham saying? That because during the day chaviv alei rifta, the bread is more chaviv than yayin, then really you should be making kiddush on the bread and not on the yayin. But because we want it to be a hecker that you're making kiddush, so we recite the Kiddush on the Sheikha. We recite the Kiddush on the Chamar Medina, so you can make a Shahakal before the Hamotzi. So it's nicker than that you're making Kiddush. Wow. Some of the Achronim are troubled with the Magen Avraham. If the bread is Chaviv, so what gives you the Heter to make Kiddush on the Sheikha? Because of a Heker? No, but if the bread is Chaviv, if the reason why you should make Kiddush on the bread is because it's Chaviv, so then you have to make Kiddush on the bread. If you're not going to make Kiddush on the bread, so then we go back to the default that you should make Kiddush on Yayin. Why should we say make Kiddush on the Sheikhar? Why say make Kiddush on the Sheikhar you really should be making Kiddush on Yayin. But if the pass is Chaviv, then you're supposed to make Kiddush on the pass. But if you're not going to make Kiddush on the pass anyway, so what's the heter to make Kiddush on the Yayin Sarah? If the Yayin Sarah is only Chamar Medina, and if it's not Chamar Medina, if the Yayin is Matzi, then the Sheikhah is not Chamar Medina. So then how can you say, well, I have to make Kiddush on Sheikhah to make a Heker? I can make Kiddush on Yayin to make a Heker too. Very difficult. It's very difficult. All of the svaras seem difficult. The fact that the Yayin is Biyoker, so that automatically defines the Sheikhah as Chamar Medina. It's far of the Taz. The idea of the Chaya Adam that maybe the Ayin Sar of the Schnapps is Mochaviv, so therefore you can make Kiddush in the morning on Schnapps. The idea of the Magen Avram that the Pass is Mochaviv during the day, so therefore really you should make Kiddush on Pass, but we want it to be a Heker, so we're going to make Kiddush on the Sheikha, on the Chamar Medina. Each one of these answers is difficult. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, really, Me'ikar Adin, you really should not be making Kiddush on Chamar Medina, not just at night, but by day as well. You really shouldn't. You really shouldn't be making Kiddush on Chamar Medina. But that's the minig. The minig, there is a minig, is a long-standing minig that people do make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Many Hasidim make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. It's mentioned, the Bach says that there's this minig. So they work very hard. The Achronim work very hard to try to explain the minig. It's a Shvara minig, but it is the minig. The MS is, not only is it difficult to explain where the minig comes from, what the heder is to make Kiddush on Schnapps by day, because we have to define, is it Chamar Medina? Well, even if we'll be makel to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina by day, but it's only if it's Chamar Medina. But there's another issue that the post can discuss. Even if you'll be makel to make Kiddush on the Schnapps, the question is, how much Schnapps do you need in a cup in order to make the Kiddush? Right? Even if we'll get past the first step, right? We'll get the first base. Right, we'll somehow paskin l'kula based on one of the achronim, the Chaya Adam, or the Magen Avraham, or the Taz, that somehow there is a heter to make Kiddush on the Schnapps by day. But the further question that you have to ask yourself is, what's the shir? What's the shir? We know the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel that one is supposed to make Kiddush on a cup that holds at least a revius, and to drink kimelo lugmav, to drink a cheekful from that coast, that's Rov Revius. Right, this is the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Sif Yud Gimel, page 13. Tzorach lishlos mikol shel kiddush kemelo lugmav, dehainu kol shiyisalkenu letzarecha befiv v'yeroa emelo lugmav, v'hu rubo shel revius. You have to drink kemelo lugmav, a cheekful, that's Rov Revius. And the cup, of course, has to hold a full revius. So the question is, how do you make kiddush on schnapps? What, you're going to fill up a revius worth of schnapps? How much is a revius? It's a machlokas. Rav Moshe has had two different shittas. They talk about, we discussed this during the year, right? How to measure a revius? Is it based on the shear of the linear shear or the volume shear? Right. So some say that a revius is 4.5 ounces or so. Some say that a revius is 3.3 ounces. So even if you're going to be makel that it's only 3.3 ounces, look, this is Kiddush by day, it's only Darabanan. So even if you'll be makel that 3.3 ounces of full revius, but kimlo lugmav, a rov revius, is what? Is 1.7 fluid ounces? So who's going to fill up a cup with 3.3 ounces of schnapps? Schnapps is expensive. 3.3 ounces of schnapps, and then they're going to drink, what? They're going to drink 1.7 ounces? It's more than most shot glasses. A typical shot glass is an ounce, no? You're not a schnapps drinker. Yeah. Right, a typical shot glass is an ounce. I think there are some that are a little bit bigger than an ounce, but 1.7 fluid ounces? That's a pretty hefty shot glass there. Right? So people are going to drink 1.7 fluid ounces. What are they going to do with the rest of it? What, you're going to make a kiddush and people are going to fill up a cup of 3.3 fluid ounces of schnapps, and then they're going to drink kimlo lugma of 1.7 fluid ounces of that cup? Most people don't do that. Most people, when they make kiddush on schnapps, they have a shot glass. They have a shot glass of schnapps. So is that right? Can you do that? Even if you'll be mekel to say that you can make kiddush on Yayin Sarah, if you assume that it is Chamar Medina, but how can you fill up less than a shear in the cup? How can you have a cup that doesn't hold the shear that you need for Kiddush? And how can you drink less than Kimlo Lugma, less than 1.7 fluid ounces? So the Mishnah Berurah taka dutifully there in Siman Ayin Reish Beis of Katan Lamed quotes him Lechaya Adam that if someone is going to make Kiddush on Yayin Saraf, remember the Chaya Adam says you can. If it's Chaviv, it's okay. But the Chaya Adam qualifies his psak and says that if you're going to make Kiddush on Yayin Saraf, you have to make sure that there's a sheer revius in the coast and you should drink him Kimalolulma. That's the Chaya Adam's Chumah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. So wow, he just machavek with the whole kula, right? He just made the whole kula of making kiddush on schnapps much more difficult. Because to drink him low lugma, most people are not going to want to drink 1.7 fluid ounces. Now it'll be hard to walk home afterwards, you know. Walk home with their family, but they can't walk a straight line. You know, the police are going to stop them on the way home. Well, actually, they're not driving. Okay, whatever. It's not something that most people are going to want to do. So if you take the Chaya Adam, take the Mishnah Berurah seriously, so then that's a big chumrah, right? We just took away the whole kula of making kiddush on schnapps by day because you're not going to have the right shear. So the truth is, in terms of the shear of shasia, that's not the biggest problem because we know that the Mishnah Berurah already in Sif Yud Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Dalet has different shitas as to who has to drink from the kos. The din of hamavar tzar shiyitom is it dafka that the mekadesh has to drink the full shear, or maybe he can split it with some of those who are listening to the kiddush. So if you'll be makel to split it with some of those who are listening, it's not so bad. You know, you can make kiddush on a cup that has 3.3 fluid ounces of schnapps in it, and then you'll split among three, four people. You know, pour off into all the cups before you drink yours, and then that'll be enough, right? You don't have to drink him lo lugum of yourself. You can split among different people, but it's still interesting. You're gonna use up a lot of schnapps that way, right? If you're gonna fill up a kos of 3.3 fluid ounces, you'll use up a lot of schnapps. So many achronim point out that the Taz has a very interesting shita when it comes to yayin sarah, not regarding kiddush but regarding bracha achrona. We know that for bracha achrona of mashkim, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud and Sif Aleph has a number of different shitas what the shir is. Shulchan Aruch says Hashosa pochos merviyas bem yayin bem sham mashkim mevarech tchila bracha haroi elos amen ula achrav einu mevarech klal. The Shulchan Aruch is a big machmir. There are other shitas, but the Shulchan Aruch says that less than a reviyas doesn't get a bracha achrona. The shear for bracha achrona for shesia, says the Shulchan Aruch, is revius. Others claim kimlo lugmav is the shear. Rov revius is the shear. Others claim kizayis is the shear. Same shear as you have for ochel, you have for mashke. Different shears, but the Shulchan Aruch says less than a revius, you don't make a bracha achrona. On that Shulchan Aruch, the Taz there in Simin Reishu and Sivkot and Aleph writes, nearly the ayin sarav shev dinaseinu ena b'chal zeh. Taz says the exception to the rule of the Shulchan Aruch is Yayin Sarav Schnapps. The Bazei Efshe Lishtos Revias Halog Shu Beitzo Mechza. You can't drink a Revias of Schnapps. Right? Taz says you can't drink a Revias of Schnapps. Don't try. Vimkein Azlina Basashir Hashsia Lerob Ne Adam Bazeh. Says the Taz, since you can't drink a Revias of Schnapps, he doesn't mean you can't. He means it's not normal. And most people don't do that kind of thing. You know, if you're in a fraternity, you know, so maybe that's a possibility. But it's not a good thing, right? Right? You wouldn't say... You see, fraternities do not create darko bekach, right? It's an abnormal thing. The whole thing is abnormal for many reasons besides this. But anyway, so says the Taz, since it's not darko bekach to drink that amount of schnapps, you can't say the shir for bracha achron is a shir revius. It can't be. It's not darko bekach. So the shear is much less. The shear is whatever is normal. The shear is a shot glass. It's basically what the Taz is saying. If that's the normal shear, people drink a shot glass of schnapps, so then that has to be the shear for bracha achrona as well. Zokter of Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi, that based on the svar of the Taz in bracha achrona, we have a way out in terms of shear for kiddush on schnapps as well. That if you're willing to be makel to say that you can recite kiddush on schnapps, so the issue of shir is not going to be a problem because the shir will taka be a shot glass. Since it's normal to drink a shot glass of schnapps in one sitting, that's the normal shir shasia. So if it's true for bracha achrona, it'll be true for kiddush as well. So mistama, you'd be allowed to have a cup of schnapps, make kiddush on a cup of schnapps. You're going to down the whole kos? Yeah, that's normal. So maybe drink the kos of schnapps, maybe drink the ounce. And that should be the shear the Shir Shasiya for Kiddush by day on Chamar Medina. So that's what Ratzvi Pesach wanted to suggest based on the Taz, that the Taz is the shita that everyone is relying on, that they make Kiddush by day on so to speak pachos mikashir, less than the shir revias. They don't drink him a lulugmav of the Kiddush, because they assume like the Taz that when it comes to schnapps, the shirim change. The Magen Avraham argues with the Taz though. In the Ber Heitev over there in Simen Reish Yud, Ber Heitev in Sivkot and Beis quotes from the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot and Dalid, who says, Afilu b'yayin tzarav tzarach shir revias, lo chilku b'mashke l'mashke ayin sham. The Chachamim will not mechalek b'shiyureyem. The Magen Avraham is machmer against the Taz. He says that you shouldn't distinguish between the different mashkim vis-a-vis the shir for bracha achron. And the Mishnah Berura in Siman Kuf Tzadi Sivkot and Yudalit paskins like the Magen Avraham against the Taz. And that's why the Mishnah Berura by us in Siman Ayin Reish Beis Sivkot and Lamed, that's why he paskins like the Chai Adam, that if you're going to make kiddush on Yayin Sarah Baboker, you need a shir. You have to make kiddush on a cup that holds a revias, and you have to drink him a little lugmav of that cup. The Mishnah Berura is not maker like the Taz. So if you follow the Mishnah Berura, l'chora, one should be machmir not to make kiddush by day on schnapps. For two reasons. First of all, it's not clear that it's chamar medina b'chlal. But secondly, even if you assume that schnapps is chamar medina, there's a question of shir. You should have to fill up the kos with a full revias, and you have to drink kamlo lugmav of that kos, according to the Mishnah Berura. But many poskim ataka mekel, the Marsham, the Barjana Rav, who was a big posik in Europe, he brings edus from many gedolei achasidus and from others, who are makanish on Yayin Sarav by day, even with a small kos, because they're makel for the sheet of the Taz. They assume that the small kos is darko bakach, to drink the schnapps in that shear, and that's why they use that shear. And he says, Kedai lismoch aleim bekiddush hayom, at least by day, since it's only a kiddush derabbanan, one can be makel to make kiddush even on Yayin Sarav. For one of the reasons we can assume that it's Chamar Medina, that's what he's assuming, though of course he's talking about his times, not necessarily our times, but he says you can assume that it's Chamar Medina, and in terms of the shir, we can be makel for the Taz, that if for Bracha Achrona, we can assume that the shir for Yayin Sarav is less, then for Kiddush, the shir for Yayin Sarav is going to be less as well. Okay, so this is some of the discussion, at least. Right? It's a bigger discussion even than this, but this is some of the discussion of whether one can make kiddush on other mashkim, specifically schnapps, by day. There are those that are mekel. So one can certainly be so mekel on the poskim that are mekel. But if you follow the Mishnah Berura, it would seem that it is appropriate to be machmer. And there are those that are machmer that even if they have a schnapps late and they have a schnapps with the fish or something, but they're not going to actually make kiddush on the schnapps. They'll make kiddush on yayin, and then they'll have a schnapps later in the meal. Questions, Ephraim.
Can you rely on someone who makes kiddush for you using either a shakas or schnapps or other chamar medina, or should you have to get a Chinese wine?
So if you're going to be machver for yourself to only make kiddush on wine, so I don't think you can be mekel if someone else is making kiddush for you. His kiddush is no better than your kiddush, right? But if you want to know whether you can be mekel, so we're presenting some of the achronim who say that there's room to be mekel. There certainly is a minig like that. Certainly, there's a minig in many Hasidic circles to do that. So it depends where a person is from. It depends what the minig is in their family, in their community, the community that they're from. I'm not gonna pask in the shaila now. I think there is room to be machmer. I don't see why one can't be machmer. I'm not such a fan of schnapps in general. Right? I do drink schnapps every so often, make a l'chaim. But I think nowadays in general. Many members of our community, many health professionals in our community have pointed out that there's a problem, that schnapps has become a bit too prevalent and it's created different addiction issues. So perhaps it's better to try to avoid schnapps. That's just another reason why maybe it's better to make kiddush on wine. You want to have a little schnapps later, okay, you can have a little schnapps, but I wouldn't overdo it. And, In that regard, moving in that direction, I think probably it's better to emphasize the shita or to support the shita that one should make kiddush on wine by day rather than on schnapps. Okay, moving to the next sugya.
Rebbe?
Question, yes, Akiva.
Sorry, yeah. What does Rebbe think about the shita of the kudzu glover? Gaon.
The Kosher Glover Gaon. Okay, Rabbi Schechter in his Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon quotes from the Kosher Glover, who says that the reason why you don't need a shear revius is because Yayin Sarv is not viewed as a mashke. It's really an ochel. My schnapps is a food, it's not a drink. Why is it not a drink? It looks like a drink to me. It's a liquid, right? No, Rabbi Schechter explains that it's not a drink because it doesn't quench one's thirst. And maybe the only thing that can be called a mashke is something that quenches a person's thirst. So the Kosher Glover wanted to say that schnapps is not a mashke bechlas. Of course the shear is not a shear revius. What is the shear akiva? It's got to be a shear kezias. It's a shear kezias. It's somewhere between kimelo lugmav and... what is it? If it's if kimelo lugmav is rov revius and a kezias is half a kibetza, revius is a beitzu mechsa, and a kezias is half a beitza, so a kezias is less than kimelo lugmav. So that could be the shear of a shakles, right? The shear of a shakles. I think Yom Kippur when they say that you can eat less than kikosevas hagasa. Kosevas hagasa is more than a kezias. So I think they say that a shakles is that shear, so a kezias is probably less than a shakles. So the Kosher Glover wanted to say that maybe that's why they drink only a shear of a shakles, because really the shear is a shear of a meichel, it's not the shear of a mashke. Rav Schechter pointed out that Reb Chaim Volozhiner found it difficult. The Kosher Glover was a chassidish, Reb Chaim Volozhiner was a litvish. Reb Chaim Volozhiner felt that it's not such a good svara. Because if you hold that Yayin Sarav is a Michael, so then what gives you the right to make Kiddush on Yayin Sarav Bechlal? We find that you can make Kiddush on Yayin, you can make Kiddush on Pas has its own Chashivus, but you can only make Kiddush on Chamar Medina if it has the status of a Mashke. But if you're going to say that Yayin Sarav has the status of a Michael, so then it's not called Chamar Medina Bechlal. So then you think you're solving the problem of the shear, and you're jumping from the frying pan into the fire because it might not be Chamar Medina Bechlal, then you can't make Kiddush on it at all. So I'm not sure that the Kosher Glover Svara really solves the problem, right? I'm not sure if he solves it. A better way to solve the problem is with the Tas, right? Like the Marsham and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wanted to say. That's probably the easier solution to the problem. So if you're going to rely on the Taz to solve the problem, so then then you could be makel to make Kiddush on Shabbos. If you're not going to rely on the Taz, I'm not sure that the svar of the Kosher Glover is really strong enough in order to be makel to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Okay, let's go vaita to the next sugya. Okay, the next sugya is really a big sugya. We're going to start in a mitzvah shem today, and hopefully we'll continue. There are many, many different pratim to the sugya, and we have to really discuss this sugya. And that's, of course, the topic of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. This is a very, very important issue in Yonim of Kiddush. This sugya begins with the Gemara and Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Gemara says, Osam b'nei adam shekitshu v'es haknesas, Amarav yideyayin lo yotsu yidey kiddush yotsu. Rav says that the b'nei adam that are mekadesh in shul, they're not yotzi yidei yayin, but they're yotzi yidei kiddush. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says yidei yayin lo yotzu. That means that when they recite the bar piagofen in kiddush, so they can drink the wine there. It's talking about they're drinking the wine in the shul, but if they go home and they want to drink wine in a different place, and that's a shini mokom, so Rav says that they have to make another bar piagofen, because a shini mokum requires a new bracha rishon. This is in sharp contrast to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that we'll see later, or that is mentioned later. We're not going to see it. Rabbi Yochanan, in the last line of Dav Kuf Aleph, Amad Aleph, says that you wouldn't have to make a bracha, another bracha rishona, if you move to another location, right? He would hold that if you make the bar piagofen in shul, and you drink wine in the shul, and then you want to continue drinking wine at home, you would not have to make another bracha. So he's arguing with Rav on that point. But this is what Rav says, and Shmuel agrees with him. Rav says that they're not yotzei the chi of a bar piagofen if they're going to move locations. If there's a shini makom, then they have to make another bar piagofen at home. But Rav does say that yidei kiddush yotzei, they are yotzei kiddush. Ushmuel amar af yidei kiddush lo yotzei. Shmuel says they're not even yotzei kiddush. Elo l'rav, frag the Gemara, lemele l'kedusha b'veisei. According to Rabbi, if the Yotzi Kiddush in Shul, so why do I have to make Kiddush at home? K'nelahotzi banavu b'nei beisam. To be motzi, his b'nei bayis. You have to make Kiddush at home to be motzi the b'nei bayis. He was Yotzi already. But we said that avo b'shiyotza motzi, even someone who's already been Yotzi Kiddush, he can make Kiddush again to be motzi banavu b'nei beisam. So that's why people make Kiddush again at home to be motzi banavu b'nei beisam. Ushmuel lamali leknushim veknishta. And according to Shmuel, if you're not yotzi kiddush, osim b'nei adam shekidush veseknesa, not even yotzi kiddush lamali leknushim veknishta. What's the purpose of the kiddush? Lafuke orchim yidei chavasim da'achlu v'shasu v'ganav veknishta. Shmuel says, what's the goal of the kiddush? Not to be motzi the mekadesh. He has to make kiddush at home again. He's not yotzi the chovas kiddush, but it's to be motzi the orchim, the people who are eating and drinking in the shul. For them, the kiddush can work. Shmuel follows his reasoning. Shmuel holds that in Kiddush al makam suda, so that's why the Mekadesh is not going to be yotzei his chovas kiddush, but the orchim are going to be yotzei their chovas kiddush. So that seems to be the machlokas Rav and Shmuel over here. The question of the Bar Piagof, and both Rav and Shmuel claim that the Bar Piagof that you're reciting kiddush is clearly not going to help you for yayin that you want to drink at home. That's not shaykh. Right? Even if we assume that the Mekadesh is actually drinking the yayin in shul, we'll see. It's not at all clear that he's the one who's drinking. We'll see. It's a machlokas harishonim. But let's assume that he's the one who's drinking. Both Rav and Shmuel would say that you're not yotzei the chiyuv to recite a bar piagofen on yayin that you drink at home with the bar piagofen that you recite on yayin in shul. No, you have to say another bar piagofen when you get home. But the machlokas they have is whether the person who makes kiddush in shul is yotzei the chovas kiddush. Rav says that he is Yotze the Chavas Kiddush. Rav holds that you can have a Kiddush Shalom Makam Suda. So even though the Mekadesh is not eating in the shul, he's Yotze the Chiv Kiddush. So why is he making Kiddush at home? Only to be Motzi his family. And Shmuel says, no, he has to make Kiddush at home to be Motzi himself because he wasn't Yotze Kiddush. The Kiddush works for the Orchim. It doesn't work for the Mekadesh himself. But how does that happen? If the Mekadesh is not Yotze, how can the Orchim be Yotze? Midin Yotze Motzi. That even if the Mekadesh is not being Yotze, and even if he hasn't been Yotze yet, the concept of Yotze Motzi doesn't only mean that if he's already been Yotze, he can still be Motzi someone else. He can make Kiddush again. No, even if he has not been Yotze, he's not going to be Yotze with his Kiddush, but someone else is going to be Yotze with his Kiddush, so he can be Motzi, the other person in the Kiddush, even though he himself is going to be Yotze only later. So that's the Mahogas Rav and Shmuel, whether we say Kiddush Makam Suda, will the Mekadesh be Motzi himself in the Kiddush that he's going to, in Kiddush, even though his Suda is going to be b'mokam achim. His Suda is not going to be in the shul, so he won't have a Kiddush b'mokam Suda. That's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. How do we paskin? So Tosis over here, in Dibur Maskil Yidei Kiddush, and Afkuf Amid Beis, Tosis writes, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, Afu Bishlo Shasu, Rakshi Yidon HaMavarech, HaAfilu Echa Mehem, Ulechachil Yitzar Shiyitam Ukulam. Everyone should drink from the coast or from some kind of yayin, but even if not, but the Eved, you can be Yotze, Hamavar Tzor Shiitim, someone has to drink. Someone, or preferably the actual Mekadesh, says Toz Zunira the Halacha Geshmuel. The Halacha is like Shmuel, the Omer and Kiddush Alev Makam Suda. The Afagad the Baalma Halacha Karav B'Yisurei, we know that Halacha is Karav B'Yisurei, Halacha Keshmuel B'dine, in Dine Mamon as we fast like Shmuel, but in Yisurim, in mitzvahs, we pass like Rav, v'gam Rabbi Yochanan sovel kaman kerav, and also Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav, so why should we pass like Rav? Hocha, loka like Shmuel, the Rav Huna, the Rabba, the Abaye, kulu savri, v'samach, and kiddush shalom makam suda. The chaim posak, v'megila star. Tosa says, here is different, because Rov of the Amoroim passed like Shmuel. The Gemara continues to quote a lot of the Amoroim who seem to say that in kiddush shalom makam suda, the Rav Huna Sover and Kiddush al Makam Suda, the Rav Huna Kodesh, the Sakrale Shraga, Rav Huna made Kiddush and then he lost his candle, right? The candle went out. The Aili Le Lamoni Le Beganoni, the Rabba Bray, and then he brought his food to his son. The Hava Shraga, the Kodesh Vitoy Midi. He made Kiddush again. He brought his food to Beganona, the Rabba Bray, to Beis Chupas Vino. In the Beis HaMishta, the chuppah of his son, and he made Kiddush again. So what's he making Kiddush again? He already made Kiddush in the first place. No, Savrei Kiddush Alev Makom Suda. Yeah. So he held, Rav Huna held that ain't kiddush al-makom suda. The Av Rabba sovereign kiddush al-makom suda, says the Gemara. The Amar Abaye ki havina bei mar, when we were by mar, we were by the Rosh Yeshiva, by Rabba, ki hava makadish, Amar lan, te'imu midi. Dilma ad azlisu le'ushpiza mis'akra le'chushraga. Apparently they had a big problem with the lights in that time, right? Yeah, they had candle lights, so you know, the candles can go out. So Rabba told Abai, told the Talmidim, make sure that you taste a little bit, that you have a suda by the Kiddush. Because if you don't, maybe you'll lose the candle. V'lo mekadesh l'chu b'beis achila, and you're not going to make Kiddush. U'bekidusha d'hocha lo nafkisu. Right? Maybe there won't be a light in the Ushpiza, in the place where you're going. And you're not going to be able to make Kiddush over there. You don't make Kiddush without the Nair. It's not pleasant. And you're not going to be able to with this Kiddush. You're not going to be able to with the Kiddush over here. Then Kiddush of Magma Suda. Because there's no Kiddush without a Suda. So you see Rav Huna and Rabba and Abaye, who seem to accept Rabba's psak, they all hold it in Kiddush of Magma Suda. So says Tosis, that's why the halacha is like Shmuel. Halacha is like Shmuel, then in Kiddush of Magma Suda. Skipping a little bit, Tosis then makes a comment. He says, "V'heichad leka orchem samach leves haknesses ain lekadosh to have your bracha levatola." The comment like Shmuel, because we pass like Shmuel, says Tosis, if there are no orchem in the shul, don't make kiddush there. The heter to make kiddush in the shul is only for the orchem because they're ochel v'shasu v'gadam v'meknishta. They're actually going to have a kiddush makam suda. But if there's no kiddush makam suda because there are no orchem in the shul, zak Tosis, don't make kiddush in the shul. You can't make kiddush in the shul. It's dacha bracha levatola. That is Shitas Tosfos. That the only heter to make Kiddush and Shul is if it will be a Kiddush Makam Suda for someone because we paskin like Shmuel. If we paskin like Rav, it wouldn't be a Shaila, but because we paskin like Shmuel, it has to be a Kiddush Makam Suda. So if there are no Orchim, it's a Brachal of Atal to make Kiddush and Shul. Comes the Ran and says, I disagree. I don't think that that's true. It's not a Brachal of Atal. The Ran, and Avchofa Men Aleph and Dapi Arif, he says, "Va'onu achshav avagad lo achli orchem beknishta v'naktinan en kiddush makom suda afilu achi naktinan lekdusha beknishta." Says the Ran, "Bizman hazeh, even though we talk a pasuk in kiddush makom suda, yet Tosfos is right. The halacha is like Shmuel, and nevertheless, we still continue to make kiddush in shul." The Ran says that our minig is to make kiddush in shul, like many shuls talk on noig, even bizman hazeh. How can we do that? Says the Ran, the Kevin the Mekar ask him Mishum Orchin, Amina Leshitakonos Chachamim Kavu Osein. Says the Ran, even though now there is no Kiddush Makom Suda in Shul, no one's eating a meal in Shul. Doesn't matter. The Takonos Chachamim was a Takona Kavua, and even if the Tama Takona is Batel, but the Takona itself is not Batel, says the Ran. Moshul Akach Kedah Ashkachina B'me'ein Sheva D'me'erv Shabbos. The Askim Mishamam Shabbosado Savoim Ba'achrona. Tafilu Hecha The Lesa Lahi Taimak Yon The Isnu Kula B'beik Nishta Armin Alei The Kevin The Askan Askin. Says the Ran, Moshul Akach Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva Mogen Ovus. After the Shmona Esrei on Shabbos night, what kind of a strange notion is that? What are we doing that for? So the Gemara in Shabbos and the Chov Nalan Amabei says it's for the Am Shabbosados. The Am Shabbosados used to come late to davening, and there was a concern that if they're going to daven Shmona Esrei after everyone, then it'll be dangerous. Mishum Mazikin, they'll be walking home alone. So they didn't want to do that. So they were Mesakin that they should lengthen the tefillah a little bit to let the Am Shabbosados finish. You'll say Magen Avos with a beautiful niggin. Well, we know it's a beautiful niggin. It takes time to get through it. So that'll give the Am Shabbosados time to finish davening. And then they'll be able to walk home together. So says the Ran, but we don't have Am Shabbosados anymore. Everyone, you know, everyone comes to shul on time. Baruch Hashem, we come to shul on time at night and in the morning as well. Right, but certainly at night. Right, so there's no problem with the Am Shabbosados. So how can we can make a bracha of Magen Avos, the bracha of Atalah? Says the Ran, no. Kevin the Askan Askan. The Takanas Chachamim stays in its place. Takanas Chacham stays in its place. So Zokta Ran, the same is true, but Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Originally, Chazal was talking that for the Orchim, Itaka was Kiddush Makam Suda. But even if there are no Orchim, it's not a Brachal of Atala, because it's the Takanas Chachamim. So the Takanas Chachamim remains, because maybe it'll go back to the original. The Takanas Chachamim stays in place, even if the Tama Takan is no longer relevant. Frekta Bach, what's the Ran talking about? What's the raya? In a nidon domo le raya, says the Bach. Mogen Avos was a takona kavua. That was a takana that they should say Me'ein Sheva in shul on Friday night. But Kiddush in shul, that's a takana? Frag the Bach? Koshali, Deina Nido Doma L'Raya, the Me'ein Sheva, V'shatz Shechozer HaTfila. Oh, the Bach adds another interesting takana. Shatz Shechovat, Chazar HaShatz. Right, people ask, what do you have Chazar HaShatz for? Well, Chazal instituted that for the Einam Bekiyim. What, everyone's a Baki. We have Sidur, Baruch Hashem. Everyone knows how to read in our communities, and there are Sidurim, Larov, there are plenty of Sidurim. Well, what do we have a Chazar HaShatz for? It's Docha Bracha L'Vatola, 19 Brachas L'Vatola. How can we do it? The answer is, it's a Takana Kavua, Chazal Mesakin, to have a Chazar HaShatz. So says the Bach, that's true about Chazar HaShatz, that's true about Me'ein Sheva. That's a minig that they were noheg. How does he know it was a minig that they were noheg? So says the Bach, I'll tell you why. Because what does the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, according to Rav, right, according to Rav, why should the person make kiddush in his home? Why should he make kiddush in his home? So the Gemara answers, to be motzi bonavu b'nei beisam. Right? To be motzi bonavu b'nei beisam. So that the people in the home should not have to make kiddush themselves. Right? Chazal masakin, that even though the person was already yotze, this is Rav, not Shmuel. Rav says you can have kiddush shalom makam suda. So the mekadosh was already yotze in shul. So frek the Gemara, according to Rav, lamale l'kedushe b'veise, why should you make kiddush at home? To be motzi bonavu b'nei beisam. What kind of a strange notion is that? Why should he make kiddush at home? Let the people in his home make kiddush. Why should he have to make it? No, so that they shouldn't have to make kiddush at home. The way the Bach explains, for those individuals who don't have any b'nei bayis at home, so they shouldn't have to make kiddush at home. That's why Chazal were mesaken. That's why they make kiddush in shul. He says, Shamina Lahedja. Where is this? Okay, well, let's read the Bach inside rather than to say it balpem. He says, Ochi Yisa'asam, B'nei Adam Shekidshu B'Beisakneses, Amar Rav, Yidei Yayin, Lo Yotsu, Yidei Kiddush Yotsu, the Kosvu Atosvus, Ule Rav, Lomali Lekdusha B'Beiknishta, Ule Rav, Lomali Lekdusha B'Beiknishta. The Gemara says, Le Rav, Lomali Lekdusha B'Beisei, to be motzi. To be motzi bonavu b'nei beiso. Tosfos says, "So l'rav l'amli l'kedusha b'bei knishta l'hotzi osam she'en lehem b'nei bayis lo yitzdorchu l'karish b'beiso." Why should you make kiddush in shul? You don't need the orchim according to Rav. There's no need for the orchim. A person who makes kiddush in shul is Yotzei there. Rav didn't come onto the Orchim. Shmuel needed the Orchim to explain why we make Kiddush and Shul. He holds a Kiddush on Makom Suda, but according to Rav, it's not clear that they were Orchim. So according to Rav, the question is, why should we make Kiddush and Shul B'chalal? So Tosfos says, Rav must hold that we make Kiddush and Shul for those individuals who don't have a home. Why should they have to go home and make Kiddush at home? For those individuals who have people at home. So Rav says that even if you've already made Kiddush and Shul, the person still makes Kiddush at home to be motzi banavu b'nei beisam. But why do you make Kiddush and Shul b'chlal according to Rav? Because there are some people who don't have a mishpach at home. So for them, why should they have to make Kiddush again at home? There's a takana kvua to make Kiddush and Shul because of convenience? So that they're in Shul already. So for those people who don't have a mishpach, why should they have to make Kiddush at home? What's the big deal? Let them make kiddush at home. Like what? There's a takana that they made that you should make kiddush in shul. There's a heter to make kiddush in shul, but that you should make a takana, make kiddush in shul, so that people who don't have a mishpach at home, they don't have to make kiddush at home. It seems very strange to say that there should be a takana like that. So says the Bach. Obviously, it's not a takana. It's that they were noheg me'atzma. Those people who didn't have a mishpach at home, they were noheg to make kiddush in shul. Everyone's together. You have the wine over there. People didn't want to be tareach, that everyone should make their own kiddush. They don't have a whole family at home. So the minhag developed that they made kiddush, one person made kiddush for the whole oilam. But to say that that's a takana kavua, why would Chazal make such a takana, frek the Bach? And the same should be true for Shmuel. If according to Rav, it's not a takana kavua, according to Shmuel, it shouldn't be a takana kavua either. It's just a minig ba'alma. So if it's just a minig ba'alma, says the Bach, if there are no archim bizman hazeh, it's toch a bracha lebatala to make kiddush in shul. So how can we have such a shita? How can we have such a minig? The Aruch HaShulchan in Tzivei's counters that he thinks it really is a takana kavua. There's a whole back and forth, you see. A whole back and forth. He says, if it's not a takana kavua, why does the Gemara say, L'shmuel, l'malei l'kedusha b'vei k'nishta, what's the reason for making Kiddush and Shul? The kasha should be, why do we allow them to make Kiddush and Shul? Not why do you make Kiddush and Shul? Why do you make Kiddush and Shul? Sounds like, what's the reason Chazal v'Misakeh to make Kiddush and Shul? If it's not a takana, if it's that it's a minig, so the kasha should be, how can they make kiddush and shul? How can you allow them to make kiddush and shul? It's tach kiddush lav makom suda. So the Aruch HaShulchan, you see that no, it's a takana, and the lashon of the Gemara is why were they misaken to make kiddush and shul? Why do we make kiddush and shul? It's a lashon of why was there a takana? So there's a whole back and forth, you see, between the mafarshim, between the Ran and the Bach Mestama. That's what Tosis and the Ran are disagreeing about. Tosfos says that according to Shmuel, we pass next Shmuel and Kiddush Olam Makom Suda. So if you don't have Archim, you can't make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. It's Dacha Baruch Levatala. And the Ran says it's not a Baruch Levatala. It's a Takana Kavua. It's like Chazar Sashat. It's like Me'en Sheva. How is Tosfos going to respond to the Ran? The Chor Tosfos is going to respond with the Bach. Tosfos will say that Kiddush and Shul was not a Takana Kavua. Maybe Me'en Sheva and Chazar Sashat were Takana's Kavua. So then even if they no longer apply, even if the Tama Takana no longer applies, the Takana itself will still apply. But since Kiddush and Shul was not a Takana, says Tosfos, the Tosfos will say that if you don't have Archim in the Shul, it's Dacha Baruch Levatala to make Kiddush and Shul. So it's better not to do so. Lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Right? Lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Samach Tes Sif Aleph quotes the Ran, who says that it's mutter to be mekadesh in shul, even if bizman hazeh there are no archim. He says it's better to be knowing like Tosfos, but he does quote the Ran, and there are different minhagim. And tomorrow we'll do the Russian side. The Rush quotes to Rabbeinu Yonah. We've seen this Rush already. Rabbeinu Yonah gives another reason why it might not be a brachal v'atala even if you don't have archim in the shul. So it could be that there's a tziruf between the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonah as to why it's mutter to be mekadesh and shul even without archim. Either it's not a brachal v'atala because it was a takana kavua to begin with, or maybe there's another reason why it's not a brachal v'atala even if you don't have archim. So it could be that's why the minig developed, that in many places, even Bizman said, we still do make kiddush and shul Friday night, but yet there are places that follow the position of Tosfos, that they say it's better not to. If you have Orchim, so then it's Kiddush Makom Suda, but if not, it won't be Kiddush Makom Suda. And then Taka, it's better not to make Kiddush in Shul Friday night if it's not going to be a Kiddush Makom Suda.
Thank you, Rabbi.